I cannot tell you exactly what year I met Melanie Moore, but I could tell you exactly where I was when I met her. It was one of those rare days where I was actually shopping by myself at Walmart. I was in the toy aisle buying something for the kids. The kids were probably 3 and 4 or maybe 4 and 5. So this was around 2006, 2007. My phone rang. It was a Nokia phone, and I answered it, and it was Melanie. Melanie was talking a million miles an hour. I did not know who she was, but she knew who I was. And she had this super cool organization she had started in Cincinnati for direct sellers that had multiple meetings all over the city and in Dayton. And she wanted me to be one of the speakers at these different meetings that would go on for direct sellers, which we'll talk about in this interview. Anyway, she wanted me to be a speaker. I wanted to be a speaker. And so I was like, yes, I'm in. And she said, and then I surprised Melanie right back. She said to me, well, it's not a paid position, so you'll need to sell something, like a book or something. Do you think you could get a book written? And unbeknownst to her, I had just self-published my very first book with Tommy Nelson Publishing called The ABCs of the Bible, which was a church curriculum. And I said, oh yeah, I can write a book. She said, great. Can you have it done in 10 days? I said, oh yeah, no problem. So right there in the aisle of Walmart, I committed to speak to her group 10 days later, and I would have a book written. And that book is still available for $2.99, and it's called Organizing the Business of Direct Sales. Now, I'd love to introduce you to Melanie Moore, my friend of years and years and years. Both of us have been through many, many career changes since that very first call, and we've stayed in touch all the way through. And Melanie is going to be one of the speakers at the National Convention in Dallas this summer, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Please meet my good friend, Melanie Moore. Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Melanie Moore, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I am so excited to have you on the podcast as well. This is part of my 5 people who have really influenced basically the last 10 years of my life. People always say, who are you following? What podcast are you listening to? And the problem is it's all the people. Like, I follow so many people. I'm a learner. Like, that's what I do. So I'm trying to introduce my audience to people who really have shaped who I am today over the last decade. Like, I've really followed these people for 5 to 10 years, not people I just found 6 months ago. And you definitely qualify.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
So we have actually have had Melanie Moore on a certified organizer internal podcast. So I sometimes have guests for the certified organizers. And Melanie works at Cinch Share, and she helped us get all set up, both Organize 365 and the certified organizers, using Cinch Share. So I'm going to tell them more about you. But Melanie, would you mind explaining what Cinch Share is and what your role is in the company?
Absolutely. So I'm going to do that backwards. So I am the director of training and development for Cinch Share. We're a third-party social media scheduling software that exists for the sole purpose of saving time for the solopreneur, entrepreneur, crafter, Etsy shop owner, anybody that's attempting to grow some type of business or some type of identity online. And so by pre-scheduling, you can have an online strategy without being sucked into and having to spend enormous amounts of time on the computer.
Okay. And everybody's like, I just want to organize my house. Like, why does this matter? Well, number one, it matters because Melanie is the MC of our national convention.
Yes, I am.
All about at the end of the conference. So you will be meeting Melanie. Cinch Share is sponsoring the national convention and sending Melanie to us. So I'm super excited about that. And if you're in any of the Organize 365 programs, you're seeing Cinch Share in action. So we schedule all of the 100-day. If you think that Pat and I are going in every single morning at 8 a.m. or whatever time you see that post, go into the 100-day home organization Facebook group, no, we are not. So that is all scheduled so that you can keep on track in organizing your home. But Pat and I can do other things other than just post in Facebook all day. So Melanie helps us with that. And then she also, when she did the training for the certified organizer, she really helped the other Sunday Basket certified organizers with what message they want to have on social media, the best way to get that message out, and the different, I mean, Melanie, you're an expert in all the social medias. I really only know Instagram and Facebook. I'm on the other ones, but I only really know Instagram and Facebook. So people who are interested in YouTube, they were able to use Melanie as a resource to figure out how do you use Cinch Share for that, and really, how do you make your message stand out online? So thank you for sharing Cinch Share with all of us. It really saved us a lot of time and helped us reach the people who need to hear the message that we have to share.
Great. And the truth is, even your listeners, they know someone, if it's not them, they know someone who is trying to build an online presence for their business, whether it's their husband or even their church or their Bible study or their women's ministry or their book club or whatever. Everybody's doing something online and communicating online. So this just helps you sit down and do it, you know, one night a week, one night a month, lay it all out ahead of time and then let go. It's set it and forget it is really what it is.
Yeah. And it's not just business. I mean, you could do this for the PTA. You could do this for your soccer group. This anything, anywhere, you know, people are so busy today. They do use their social media as reminders to do stuff. And so if you want to remind people, hey, tonight is picture night at soccer, put it in the Facebook group for the soccer people because they will see that.
Hey, today is National Margarita Day. I don't want to forget that.
Exactly. When is that day, actually? I would like
February 22nd.
How do you know that?
I already looked it up.
Is there a National Martini Day?
Yes, but I don't actually know what it is, but there is one.
See, okay,
I feel that you totally know.
I want to know what the National Martini Day is. I don't like normal martinis. Hello. I just like the sweet ones that taste like popsicles.
Me too. Well, challenge accepted. We will find out what that is.
Okay. I don't do margaritas. All right. So we are way off track, which is apropos because Melanie and I are never on track. But this is exactly what it's like when Melanie and I meet in person. Like, we just can't even help it. So when we meet for a quick breakfast, it's never a quick breakfast. And usually one of us is like, hey, let's talk about this thing. And we talk about 800 other things. And then at the end we go, remember, we're supposed to talk about this thing, but we are both creatives. So we get all of the ideas out there and somehow it's like magic. At the very end of our meetings, we all have like action plans and we're all inspired and ready to go. So I don't know how to explain to you that Melanie and I do this, but I can tell you about when I met Melanie and that she could tell you about when she met me.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I was at Walmart in the toy aisle and my cell phone rang and I was without my children. I was a Creative Memories Unit leader at the time and I wanted to be a national direct sales speaker, like to speak at different corporate events, conventions. That's what I wanted to do. And so the phone rings and Melanie talks as fast as I do. And I had no idea who she was, but I was pretending to know who she was because it seemed like the way she was talking to me, I should have known who she was. And she said, I hear you do speaking. I'm like, oh, yes, I do. And she's like, for direct sellers. And I have all of these different direct sales groups. And she had created and cultivated these groups all over the city of Cincinnati and Dayton and Northern Kentucky, where direct sellers, which you guys know I love direct sales, would be in these groups and there would be one person from every company and then they would come together and collaborate on like, well, what's working in Pampered Chef right now? What's working in Longaberger right now? What's working in Tupperware right now? And then they would share ideas and take them back to their own teams to grow their business. And this was what? This was the early 2000s, maybe 2005, 2006, maybe. Maybe 2004. Anyway, she said, I need speakers for these groups. And all I heard was speaker. I was like, yes, I can do this. She said, well, I can't pay you. So it'd be really helpful if you had a book or something to sell so that you could make money when you speak. And I'd like to book you in 2 weeks. Do you think you could have a book written by then? And I said, yeah, no problem. And this is pretty much, don't you think, Melanie, this is like pretty much every conversation we've ever had?
No, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Not at all.
But what Melanie did not know was that I was a published author. I had just published a book with Tommy Nelson Publishing, The ABCs of the Bible. And so I was a published author and I did know how to write books. And you, the audience, know how fast I write these books. But no problem. It's an ebook. It's still available today. It's $2.99 on Amazon. It's called Organizing the Business of Direct Sales. So I did. I went home. I wrote that 10-chapter PDF ebook. And 2 weeks later, I was on Melanie's speaking circuit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were.
Yeah. Anything on your side of how that happened?
That was pretty much it. I just, we had a person who was in charge of speakers for our meetings so that it's all direct sellers and business owners. And so the topic of organization just kept coming up all the time. And I'm like, well, that's not me. So we need to find somebody. And someone mentioned you and I'm like, who is she? How do I find her? And so I got your phone number and I just called you and you gave me the answer that I wanted. I had no idea about what was happening on the back end. I just knew that you were coming in 2 weeks and we were super excited. And I did. I plugged you into the speaking circuit, which went to a bunch of different chapters, which was amazing. And you did exactly what I wanted you to do, which was pretty awesome. But like I said, I didn't know that you didn't have all of that prior to. So I'm excited. That was awesome.
When you guys hear my story next week with my special guest, I give you a couple of takeaways as we're talking, and I'm going to do the same thing with Melanie. The takeaway from this is Melanie and I are both action takers. Action Yes. takers are very rare, actually. I had no idea. When people ask me something, I give them a decision. They go, how do you make a decision so fast? I'm like, how do you not? I don't know. Like the vacuum cleaner boat broke, and I bought a new vacuum cleaner within 30 minutes online when my housekeeper was here. And she's like, how'd you decide what vacuum to get? I was like, I don't know. I'd bought this one. If this one doesn't work, we'll try another. It's just a vacuum. And so I make decisions really fast. I take action really fast. And you need to have confidence in yourself. I'd written a book before. I wanted to be a speaker. The call came in. Do you want to be a speaker? Yes. What do I need? A book? Fine. I'll write a book. I know about organization. I've written a book before. I have a deadline. 2 weeks. Get it done. And then I also knew that it wasn't just getting that speaking and selling those books, because I didn't really make very much selling that book. I think I did sell it for $10 when I was speaking. Woo-hoo. I made $50 or $60 or whatever, but I was honing my craft. I wanted to be a speaker at national direct sales conferences. And I knew the only way to get there was to speak everywhere I possibly could. So I spoke at regional conventions, both for our company and for other companies over the next 10 years. I wrote that book. I spoke everywhere that I could speak about that book. And I knew that speaking was both about being engaging as a speaker, being able to make money on the back end, sell something when you're done speaking, but not to feel like you were sold to in the process. Like not to feel like the whole entire purpose of this talk was for you to buy a $10 book. Like if you bought the book or not, you got complete value and the message was complete without purchasing the product. But if you decided to purchase the product, it was an enhancement and an addition, not a, if you don't purchase a product, then you don't get the benefit out of this talk. And right. That is a skill that a lot of people don't have. And so that was what I was honing during that time and driving all over the place and excited about it. I was so excited to drive all over. I remember it was snowing once when I had to go to Dayton and my husband was like, I don't think. I was like, I'm out of here. I had them as printed books. I had all my printed books and I drove up there in the snow and I hoped everybody else came, and they did. People came to your meetings.
Yes, they did. And we've brought you in a few times since then. Mm-hmm. People love you and they love what it is that, like you said, the value that you provide to them, and it, if nothing else, to get them thinking about what am I doing and what am I not doing in my business. And so anytime I say, hey, I booked Lisa, everybody's like, yes.
That's so nice.
She get that on the calendar this year.
Okay. All right. I'll put you in touch with my people. that's another good point. And why you are in my top five is because we are subject matter experts. I didn't go through your history. You started out as a leader in a direct sales company. Then you moved into corporate with Avon, which is when I met you. I think that's where you were, corporate with Avon. Then you went and you helped a couple of direct sales startups launch mm-hmm. their businesses and create their leadership teams and do all the training. And then you stepped into some more established companies and helped them with their marketing in the U.S. They were foreign-based. Your history is vast. But what you and I both do that a lot of people don't do, a lot of people are really, really good at a skill or are really, really good at a thing. You and I both together, and why we have so much fun talking, we're able to see the big picture. I'm a big picture person. Yeah. Are you big picture?
I absolutely am.
Okay. So as big picture people, we are able to look in other industries, other companies, other generations and see what's working and then meld that into the situation we're in today. So you could take either of us out of direct sales and put us into a corporation, give us a week, we would have a lot of recommendations that are going to make that corporation better based on what we know about direct sales. Yes. And we also understand the end customer user. Like we both come at, you come at CinchShare from the person receiving the social media scheduled post, not CinchShare saves you time in scheduling your posts, but you never teach from that. You always teach from the user on the other end and the social media that comes through your feed that makes you take action and why it makes you take action. And then you teach that to the person that's scheduling social media. And then the tool just helps them get that message out. I do the same thing. So I, every podcast I record, every printable that we create, every product that I'm creating this year, the question I'm asking is, how does this help the homeowner get more organized? How does this help the homeowner feel not so alone when they're organizing their home by themselves? Not how cool is my binder or how am I designing my Sunday basket? Like there's a ridiculous amount of thought that's gone into those products. But the whole purpose is, how does this help the homeowner get more organized? There are a bazillion million products I could represent right now that are organization. They don't help the homeowner get more organized. So I don't represent them. And that ability to take the product or the message and match it to the end user is something you also do. You're always keeping the end user in mind, how they're thinking, feeling, and what they're doing. And you and I really are business strategists. I mean, people are always saying that I should have a business podcast and I should teach about business. And I would love to do that. Mm-hmm. But I will not do it. I'm not doing it, Melanie.
This week.
Because I would love to do it. And I will tell you right now, I would make a lot more money a lot faster if I did it. If I pivoted and went that direction, oh my goodness, I would make a lot more money. But I am not doing it because who's speaking to the homeowner that needs to get organized? Very few brands, very few brands really have the pulse that I have on exactly how the woman in an American home, especially from the ages of about 28 to 83, that demographic, I can talk to you on the phone and picture your house. Like I know the struggles you have and exactly what you need to overcome that. And so I am staying in this lane because I know that I need to for my target audience. And that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Anyway. No, I think you would be great at almost anything you do. It's one of the things that I love about working with you is your tenacity and your willing to risk and try new things. I love that about you. It doesn't work, it doesn't work. But it automatically doesn't work if you don't try it. So one of the things I think is so fun about you is like, here's our great idea. Okay, let's try. Let's see what happens.
So do you want to tell them how we picked the location and the time for the national convention?
I don't know. How did we do that? Next to one of your manufacturers.
So I wanted to do it in Dallas because that's where the manufacturer is, which is where the product is. So I'm thinking, well, logically, why would I ship stuff all over the country? If we run out, we'll just go over to the manufacturer and get more. So we don't have to worry about how much. So I knew it was going to be Dallas. And I also knew I wanted Joey to run the sound. So I knew it had to be in the summer where he was out of school, but before he went off to college. And at that time, he had not been accepted at GrooveU yet, which is an audio technical, it's really a trade school, but it's a really cool college trade school.
That will be very convenient.
Yes, exactly. So he's going to run the sound for the national convention. And it was going to be in June or July. And I have to do a graduation party the first week in June. So we're starting at the second week in June. And I'm pretty sure I was at a conference when I texted you or Voxered you.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm pretty sure this weekend is going to work. And you've done, you do for CinchShare, you coordinate all their stuff. I'm coming to speak in Las Vegas. I can't wait. I'm speaking to the leaders in Vegas.
Oh, sorry.
My gosh. Oh, okay. We got to tell that story. But anyway, I Voxered you and I said, June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Dallas, and you knew you love Embassy Suites. I said, see if they're available and book it. So you saw that they were available. You were like, okay. They're available. I was like, book it.
you did.
You said, are you sure? Like you're going to sign up to have a convention for 125 people that you decided you were doing this morning? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we pretty much hadn't talked about this whole national conference
ever.
You know what? I really wasn't surprised. You're at a convention or a conference, and you're like, I want this. I want this for my people. I want this value for my people. So it really didn't surprise me. The whole book it, we've never seen it. I just trust that you like embassy suites and that they're going to deliver. That part was a little surprising, but hey, it's Lisa, whatever.
So and you said, how do you know these dates are going to work? Or I think you said, how do you know you're going to fill this convention or something? This was a couple months ago.
Yes.
I said, I'm not worried about that part. I'm more worried about the date.
Again, I think I said it a couple of times. How do you know? How do you haven't put anything out yet? I mean, usually this stuff's out early. You haven't put anything out yet. You're like, psh, I got this.
Well, you sent me, you had gotten a proposal for them and it has a picture of the thing and it says, Organize 365, proposed event, June 7th to the 9th. And I screenshotted it and I put it up on social media. And being the social media buff that you are, you saw it immediately. You're like, you put it online?
We haven't even booked it yet.
We hadn't booked it. I had no plan. Not booked at all.
Loved it.
And you said, why did you put it online? This was like way back in like October, November. You guys saw it. I was like, well, because as soon as I put it online, I tell people I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And if I don't do it, I'm going to realize what I'm signing up for and I might not do it. So we're doing it. People need to put it on their calendar. Whatever.
Did y'all put it on your calendar? I hope so.
I hope so. I hope you're listening because I think it's going to sell out. I know it's going to sell out. So
I totally know it's going
to
sell out.
Listen to the end. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about when you asked me to speak for the Cinch Share thing in April. Do you know that story? Did I tell you the whole story yet?
I mean, this is like, seriously, like 2 weeks ago.
That's like years in my time.
A conference since then. No, what happened?
It really was 2 weeks ago. It really was. Okay. So 2018 is the year of travel, right? Okay. I just said that on the podcast last week. Oh, I think I told this story on the podcast. They already heard it. Maybe you didn't hear it though. So anyway, I went to lunch with Greg and one of the things I loved about direct sales is I would always earn the trips and Greg loved that I earned the trip. So we're at Panera and I go, congratulations, I earned a trip. He goes, you earned a trip. I'm like, yes. 4 days, 3 nights, anywhere you want to go. Cause like, you know, I had a good year. So I earned the trip.
Right.
And at first he was like, oh, she's tricking me, but it was too late. He was too excited. He was like, where are we going? I said, I don't know. You have to pick the place. So I came home and I'm sitting in the sun with my dog at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I never do this. And I'm on my phone going, I have to pick a place before Greg realizes what I've done. And he says, no, we can't do that. The kids, the dog, or whatever. So I narrowed it down to Vegas or San Francisco. I don't know why, but those are the two that I picked. And then literally at like 1:30, you're Voxering me. So I'm wondering, can you speak at our thing in Vegas in April? And I was like, pretty sure I can. I just had to get childcare. The longest thing was figuring out childcare, which I did get.
Yes.
So excited.
Oh my goodness. Our people are so excited because that is a topic that leaders in the direct sales, MLM, network marketing industry desperately need. And so, yeah, that you've become very popular for that. So
I have. Yay.
I know. Yeah. They're all pretty excited about that.
Well, and then I said to you, because you know the products are coming down the line. I said, you know, that's when the direct sales workbox is going to be released the first week in April. And you're like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is...
It couldn't be more perfect. It really couldn't.
But here's the thing. Our timing together when we talk is always perfect.
It's true. That is true.
And I think part of timing being perfect is A, being available, B, being willing to risk, and C, taking the step. Like, if you think it through too long... There are always cons to everything and there are always pros to everything. What does your gut say? Do it. Great. We're going to Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Yes. Otherwise you'll talk yourself out of it. You'll paralysis by analysis. You'll end up sitting there so long thinking about it. You won't do anything and the time will have passed you by. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us, you have so much experience. Tell us about your family. So you have 4 girls. How old are your girls?
I do. 19, newly 18, 14, and 12. All girls.
And I am actually working with her girls on a really, really special surprise that will be revealed at the national convention. I'm doing a really good job keeping it a secret, Melanie.
Oh, you haven't said anything? Oh, good. Oh my goodness, you guys. This is a big one. And left field.
Oh my gosh.
People just, I'm getting excited just thinking about it because you know how much I love this. Oh, you guys, this is a big one.
I just hired a second admin and she lives in the UK and she was a Creative Memories unit leader like I was in the UK. And she said, is National Convention going to be like Showcase? And I was like, yeah, a little bit smaller. But she went to Showcase in the UK, so I don't know. So I'm thinking Showcase in the United States. And those Creative Memories conventions, I want to talk to you about why would people come to a convention? Now, first of all, my convention is going to be a combination of convention and retreat, not religious retreat, but like a retreat type experience. Essentially, if you listen to podcast number 190, The Cost of Clutter and Disorganization, where I had you holding chalk the entire time, and then you drew a line and stepped over the chalk at the end of that podcast, go listen to that podcast, 190. If you like how that podcast made you feel, that is exactly what the entire national conference is going to be like. But Melanie, why would people invest their time and money and come to a home organizing conference? Like, what do you get out of going to a conference or a convention or a retreat? I know you've run all of them.
Yeah.
Why do people come and why do they come back?
Well, first, you get to meet and hug Lisa.
Yes, I'm a hugger.
So let's start with that. You get to meet her. But here's what I love about conference and conventions. It's getting like-minded people in a room together. You learn not only from the speakers and trainers that are there and people sharing, you learn so much from the other people at the event. Through table talk, you meet new friends there, but just the environment as a whole, to step out of the current world and the current chaos that you are living in and stepping into a world of like-minded people who are at different stages and levels in what they're doing and what they're learning. But you walk out of a convention a new person. You honestly... Mm-hmm. And you walk out with a new mission, a new desire, a new plan. The clarity that comes from convention is like nothing you'll ever experience. If you've never been to a convention before, the clarity alone will bring you back every single year. But the relationships and the camaraderie, and let's be honest, the FOMO, the fear of missing out. And the thing that the product that Lisa is going to release at convention, that alone is worth your ticket to come. Because if you're sitting at home when that product releases, you're going to kick yourself not there to be a part of that launch, because it is such a huge, huge deal. I'm so freaking excited about that.
I just have to keep it secret for another 4 months.
I'm like gripping the side of my chair right now.
Yes. So I think it's the connection. You know, for me, for the organizer of the event, I am a relationship-driven person. I think women in general are, but I'm very relationship-driven, and I know I deliver best live. That's why I love the podcast. You hear my voice. You hear my intonation. I am best live, better than I am in paper, anything else. If I could do something live, if I could do a training live, I much prefer that than to do it any other way. And so I am looking at this convention. We're bringing the entire team there, even the one from the UK. And we're going to have a team meeting. And then the certified organizer. So if you're a certified organizer, before you come to the convention, you're going to come to a special event that we're having before the convention starts. And then there is the convention that will start on, Thursday night with a reception, just like a mingling cocktail hour, pictures, hugs, all the way around the whole time. And then a 2-day conference. And it is going to be an experience. The title of our event is called Rise, You Are Enough. And that is what I want you to realize. You, who you are as a person, is the total package. It is enough. I don't have to add anything to who you are. You are enough. And I want you to leave this conference believing in your bones. You are enough. You have what it takes. You have the resources that you need, and you can do, be, and become anything you want to be, anything. And that getting organized helps you do that. Mm-hmm. So many people are trapped in a daily routine, in a daily struggle, because they are not organized. And your level of organization caps where you take your personal life and your professional life. The more organized you are at work, the more successful you are at work. The more organized you are at home, the more successful you are at home. And there are studies now that they're showing that the amount of clutter in your house actually reduces your happiness and increases marital dissatisfaction. So there's scientific studies proving what I am saying. The problem is there are not a lot of people out there teaching you how to change it other than buying bins or, you know, doing a 15-step tidy thing, which we do have a 15-minute-a-day program. But the goal is to get completely organized, not to just organize everything in color-coded bins, but really have what you need and use and love, and that you have functional organization. So that is the conference. I am super excited. And Melanie, you are going to be our MC.
Yes. No, I love the microphone. But Lisa was just with me this weekend where I was the MC, but it's a lot of fun. And I get super excited at these events and I love meeting new people. And then I love when they run up because they're excited. And it really is about taking what you're doing to the next level. And you leave like so fired up. I mean, you can't wait. You could fly home of your own accord, yes. You know, because you are so fired up and you're ready to make a change and you're ready to make a difference. And conferences and conventions, they do that. They get you fired up and excited. But not only that, it's not like a spiritual high. Like not only do they get you fired up, they give you the tools, mm-hmm. know-how of what to do when you get home, an actual action plan of what to do.
And I'm in a really weird place in Organize 365. I'm growing our team and I'm having to step out of last weekend. I told you on the podcast that I'm having to step out of some of the Facebook groups and some of the, you know, not comment on every post. Pretty much if you don't see me in a live and comment there and I reply to you within a half an hour, I'm not going to comment on a social media. I also have people doing my email now. So it's getting harder to get to where I am because I have this burning desire, like, oh my goodness, to see people organized in their homes and thriving and relaxed and have free time and living out their true purpose. That is my burning desire. So I can't spend all day in Facebook. However, in those Facebook groups, we start the discussions. That's all we do is start the discussions. The amazing things that happen are the conversations you have with each other, the community inside each of those Facebook groups. That's what we're pulling into this national convention. A couple of ideas that have come into that 100-day home organization group, I'm now doing in my own life. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I didn't think about this organizational hack. I wish I could remember the one. There's one. Oh, I know what it is. Somebody had a whole bunch of jeans, which is what I wear. I wear jeans every day. And I have boot cut and straight cut and all the different, you know, lengths. And I can never tell which my jeans are. And I wish I could remember who. We'll find it and attribute it in the show notes. They took S hooks and a shower curtain bar or a towel bar, and they hooked their belt loops of their jeans and they hung them on this rod so that they weren't on hangers. They were on this rod so you could see how long the pants were. And then they hung them in order, like boot and then straight and all that. Well, I have that problem, but also I wear my jeans multiple days in a row, like 2 to 3 days before I wash them. And actually a friend of mine used to work at Levi's and that's how you're supposed to do it. So now I feel better about it, but I did it before that.
Yeah.
So I have hooks in my closet, like where you hang up sweatshirts on the pegs. And the other day I started hanging up after I wear the jeans the first time, I hang them up on the peg. And I have a straight pair and a boot cut pair. And so I have two at any one time that I'm wearing two or three times before they get washed. And the clean ones are all hanging up in my closet. And when I throw one of those in the wash, then I get a new clean ones, wear them, and then hang them on the peg. That's an idea I saw in the 100-day home organization Facebook group. Brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Love that. And the other part of convention, when you were saying that, that made me think of it is the whole like definition of synergy, like 1 + 1 = 3. My idea plus your idea creates this whole brand new idea that neither of us thought of in the first place. And that's what you and I do at breakfast.
Yes. 1 + 1 = 8 million.
Yeah. The synergy of coming up with ideas and stuff and just building relationships, you know, at some point, we got to get off the computers and we got to get off the email. We got to get even off the podcast and stuff. And we got to do some face-to-face time with people. And there's just so much value in that. And like I said, at the end of the day, you get to come meet Lisa. Face-to-face.
And that's we're doing some fun things with the certified organizers also, so that if you come as a certified organizer or if you come as an Organized 365 audience member, that you will be matched up with the people that are in your geographic area and get to meet the Organized 365 community where you live so that you can have more of this going off. Yes. As I tell Melanie all my ideas about this, she goes, logistically, I'm like, it'll work. It'll be fine. It'll be just fine.
It'll work? Sure. Psst. I have no idea how, but awesome.
Oh, yeah. If you dream it, you can, and believe it, you can achieve it.
Okay. All right. Henry Ford. All right.
Is that who that was?
I think it is.
You know me. I just, no attribution. Somebody remind me about the jeans thing. This is going to be so much fun.
I am really looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to seeing my friend Lisa in action. And this is a dream of yours. So I am excited to see that dream come through for you and come to fruition. I am excited about that. I'm excited to be the MC because I love the microphone. And I'm excited to meet all of you. I hear about you guys all the time. Mm-hmm. I know that my friend thinks about you all nonstop. And what can she do? And what can she come up with next? And how can she make life better for you? And so I'm just super pumped. And thank you for inviting me to be a part of it all.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for accepting. You guys are going to love Melanie. She's going to attempt to keep me on track.
I am an awesome timekeeper, as you saw this weekend. I am. I am all about being on time, being respectful of the people in the room, and I'm all about that.
Yes, I'm super, super excited.
Yeah, go on your own. You're good.
So tickets are going on sale right now. Like, as you listen to this podcast, we have opened up the sales page. It is organize365.com/Dallas. You can go ahead and sign up. At the time of this recording, we are only selling 125 tickets, and I cannot expand the size of the venue. This is how big of a space we have, and once it's sold out, it's sold out. Before this is going live, I'm going to offer this to the certified organizers. So they may have already purchased some tickets, but we don't have 125 certified organizers yet. So there are definitely tickets left. But I have a feeling this is going to sell out fairly quickly. So I would not see if there are going to be tickets left at the end of March and April. I don't think there are going to be tickets left at the end of February. So if this is something that you want to do, you want to come to Dallas on June 7th, 8th, and 9th and see me and the community and find out about all the new big surprises and come home inspired and ready to take action and really truly believe and know down to your bones that you are enough, then come to Dallas and rise with us. Melanie, thank you so much for having you on my podcast. Thanks for being on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I am super stoked too. Take a page from Lisa's book, buy the ticket and figure it out later.
That's right. Yes. Just take action. It's going to be amazing. Melanie, you have a blessed day.
You as well. Bye, y'all.
In 6.5 years, Organize 365 has grown from a little idea in my brain to an actual corporation. Over that time, we've had blog posts and podcasts and free courses and paid courses and courses that go with each other. All of that has been streamlined, organized, and put onto a new website, organize365.com. All of the past free and paid courses have been organized into the All Access program. All Access is a combination of the 100-day home organization program and all of the paper organization offerings that I have. There are three components to All Access: the 100-day home organization program, the complete paper organization program, and then All Access courses and bonuses. Let me explain each one. The 100-day home organization program has launched 7 times. And we've had over 1,000 people get their homes organized using the 100-day home organization program. It has been streamlined into 3 components, the first of which is an online membership site that works from your phone and can track your progress. It's amazing. And this summer, I re-recorded every single video in the program, and we added about 20 new days. With that program, when you first purchase, you will get a planner. The planner is only designed to take you through one 100-day cycle. It's 120 days of planning, and the program is actually printed in the planner. So the day you're supposed to be doing the program is printed in the planner. Additionally, in the planner, we have added new printables for every single week. They are not available online. They are only in the planner. So for the planning your kitchen week, there's a 2-page spread in the planner about how to plan your kitchen. There's a 2-page spread about how you track your spices. When you go through your closet, there's a 2-page spread about how to decide which clothes are best in this season. And as you keep your planners, you will do your clothing all 3 seasons and you'll be able to see your clothing through the planner. So there's a planner. Every other season, you can buy a planner for $47 for one planner or $127 for 3 planners, and they're shipped out every 100 days. Then the last piece of the 100-day home organization program is the private Facebook group, where you can encourage your friends, share pictures, get input from each other, say you're having a bad day, say you're having a great day, and everyone will support and encourage you. And then once a week, Lisa comes on for 30 minutes and answers your pre-submitted questions in a Facebook Live. That is the 100-day home organization program. You could buy it independently or you could buy it as part of All Access. And as of today, you can buy it whenever you find the program. So there is nothing more frustrating than on November 2nd, realizing you want to get organized and you have to wait until January to order a program. So you may be asking, well, if a planner is included and I join in November, what planner will I get? We have undated planners. So after the 100-day program starts on Labor Day, starting September 11th, we will send out an undated planner until December. And then in December, we will start sending out the dated planner for January again. And all of this is on the website. The second part is the complete paper program. This was also called the Sunday Basket Club. You'll hear me calling it the Sunday Basket Club. The complete paper program is everything you need to get your paper organized, and this is what Organize 365 has been developing over the last 18 months. Over the last 18 months, we have gone from the concept of a Sunday basket to a physical Sunday basket with workshops, with certified organizers, and physical binders that help you eliminate your filing cabinet. So in the complete paper program, you get the complete Sunday basket, the physical Sunday basket, and the workshops that go with it, all 4 of the household binders shipped to your door, and the Sunday Basket Club. The Sunday Basket Club is our private Facebook group for people who are going through and organizing their paper. And people who are going through and organizing their paper actually get 2 live events almost every week. So every single Sunday, for 90 minutes, there is a Facebook Live led by a professional organizer. So it's like virtual class where you could do your Sunday basket every single week with a professional organizer. That way, if you have a question or you're stuck or you'd like input on your Sunday basket, you can ask those questions and they will give you real-time answers. Also, 2 times a month, I go into that Facebook group and I do a Facebook Live and I answer pre-submitted paper organizing questions. If you were in the 100-day program before, there used to be a little bit of paper organizing in there. We had a whole paper organizing week. That has been moved out, and that is now part of the paper organizing class. So you may ask, what's the difference? The 100-day home organization program focuses on the physical spaces in your home. The complete paper organization course focuses on getting all of your paper organized from your Sunday basket all the way to your filing cabinet. Each of these programs are purchased individually for $497, and you get everything that's in that program for $497. If you buy both programs as All Access, or you already have one of these programs and you buy the other one, you will be upgraded to All Access. Well, what is All Access? All Access is some of the previously free courses that I had are now only in the dashboard under All Access, the most popular of which are the email organizing course and the From Hot Messroom to Organized Storage course. I know, some of you are going, darn it, I wanted to do that course for free, or that course used to be free and I can't believe I didn't take advantage of it when it was free. From Hot Messroom to Organized Storage totally works. Totally works. It will take any hot mess room, and it is step-by-step 28 days of how to go from I don't even know where to start to a beautifully organized storage room. And what I found over time when I think about Molly and what she needs is she needed the From Hot Mess Room to Organized Storage after she had already gotten her mindset around her paper and her home. And that this is in addition to the home and paper organizing program, it's not really a standalone program. You will pull in and you will do this one within your getting organized year. Also, the email organization course has been rewritten and re-recorded as well, and this will really help you organize all that digital papery type stuff. There are a couple other free bonuses in All Access. We have all of the color printables that I used to sell on Etsy. Those are over in All Access now. I do not have an Etsy store anymore. Also, the 10 Steps to Organized Move ebook is in there. And in the Hot Mess Room course, we had a great ebook that tells you where to donate, sell, and recycle everything. That email also is in All Access. So how does this work? Because Lisa, you used to say, I could do the 100-day program and it was 15 minutes a day. And I did. And the reason I said that was because that's what you told me. You wanted an organization program that you could do, you know, in a short amount of time for a short amount of minutes. And I'm just not good at marketing. I'm not good at, like, if you do this 30 days and 5 minutes a day, you'll be a millionaire. Like, I'm a realist. I am practical. I am functional. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you really want to live an organized life, like you see me living on Instagram and being able to have a really bad day, but not take my whole world down because I have organization underneath me, it takes a year. It took me a year. The whole year I turned 40, I went through my house 3 different times that year and I finally got it organized. And I went from drowning to finally treading water and swimming in 1 year. You need to go through the 100-day program 3 times. That's why I've always had it as lifetime access. And when you do that, you naturally, you need a Sunday basket, and you naturally start organizing your papers. And when you don't buy all of the binders, what happens is you start to try to figure out how to organize your papers into binders or files or whatever. You spend more time figuring out alternative ways to organize than to just use the system that works. So I know that there are going to be A, people who cannot afford the program, and B, that people that don't want to do All Access and don't want to buy all in, and that's totally fine with me. I'm 100% okay with that. But I also know, with the 1,000 people that have gone through it, that it works. It 100% works. So if you're ready to invest your time and your money into Organize 365, I know that if you give me 1 hour a day and 1 full year, we can give you an organized house and organized paper. I just know that it's true. And when I was at the national convention, I threw this out to everyone and I said, you know, the programs are not inexpensive. I mean, it's basically $500 for each program, or it's $9.97 for All Access. That's a lot of money. If you divide that out over a year, it's $3 a day. I'm not even going to get into coffee. We can't take away coffee, so forget that. It's $3 a day. But I asked the audience and I said, if you spend an hour a day and $3 a day, do you feel at the end of having done this for 1 year that you got back more than an hour a day and $3 a day? And unequivocally, they all said yes. So if you may say, I'm going to invest $1,000, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get that $1,000 back either in selling things in your house, or you're going to get it back by being able to do more of the work that you're normally paid for, or saving money by not rebuying things that you already have, or whatever. You're going to get that money back. And the hour a day, the national statistic is for Americans that we spend 55 minutes a day looking for things. So if you think that investing an hour a day in organizing your house, you don't have, you're already spending the time you don't have looking for things, forgetting things, running things back up to the kids' school because you forgot to send it because you didn't plan. It's not that we don't have the time. Of course, we don't have it. Nobody has extra time. But what are the things in your life that you could give up to invest an hour so that you could get back an hour next year? And this is the game changer, you guys. When you really go all in and do All Access and you really decide, I'm done, I'm getting organized, I'm going to live an organized life, do you know what you get? Time. And they keep saying we can't buy time. But I'm going to tell you, if you get organized, you're basically buying time. I don't want to brag or anything, but there are a lot of days where I'm like, I wonder what I could do. And my poor team, what happens is I come up with a new program, like this kids program that I'm developing or whatever, because I have so much time because I don't spend any time organizing my house anymore. I just don't because it's organized. Don't worry, it'll get unorganized again when I change phases of life. But right now it's organized. And the benefit I get from an organized house is time. So if you're thinking you don't have enough time, I want you to think about a year from now, if you don't do the All Access course, will you have more time? Because I will tell you, if you do it, you will. And everybody says you can't buy time. Okay, go to organize365.com. Now, hopefully you understand 100-day program, still the same, basically. Complete paper program is all the stuff you've heard me coming out with over the last 18 months, but we finally organized it, condensed it, and put it into a program. And then All Access is both of those, plus the additional free bonuses. Enjoy!